We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is 5 o'clock on a Thursday. You know what that means. What does it mean?
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. And by Wendy's. Try that new pretzel baconator today. All right, statistically, today, do you know what today is?
The second day of spring.
Good answer. It is the second most annually called out of sick work day.
Oh.
Trailing only the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that's what history
tells. That's interesting. It's also the day, I've been told this a lot, and I've heard this repeated a lot, even though I still don't understand why, but I also was told this is the day where guys get that the thing that makes them not have babies.
It's called a vasectomy.
A vasectomy, yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So a lot of people will choose to do the vasectomy on
as an excuse?
Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah, well, and then they get to sit there with ice on their package and not move off the couch and watch basketball.
Oh, that's the reason? Mm-hmm.
Because you have to sit down and can't move for a day or two.
I thought it was like this is the time of year where you get extra, you know, revved up and you're like, let me take care of myself now so we don't have kids. I had no idea that that's what it was related to.
I would never do that. My wife's been trying to get me to do it. I'll never do it.
The vasectomy part?
Yes, I'll never do it.
I was confused.
Absolutely not.
No, I'm with you too, man.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't need anybody poking around down there.
Right. I need my manhood.
Yeah.
I'm totally with you. Nobody's coming. So I don't want scissors near me at all.
Like, I'm good with the amount of kids that we have. I don't know if you're on the same page
yes,
as me
I'm
on that.
Yes, I'm good. Yeah.
We're
yeah.
good, but we're not that good.
Right, correct.
There you go.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
Well, this is really taking a turn. Well, anyway, I'm going to give you the five best excuses if you call out of work today. All right? Here we go.
Number one. Number five.
It is number five. A fake relative died.
Yeah.
You can't go with a real one. You either got to go with somebody that's already died a long time ago. And remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
You are right. You can't.
My great-great-grandmother, she passed away.
Yes.
You can't pick someone that's alive.
Years ago.
No, that's exactly. We use it now.
Band number card. Four.
All right. We're going right to number four. Stomach issues, because no boss wants to hear any more details than when you start with those words.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they're afraid, what, you're going to fart a lot? Is that what you're implying?
No, but they don't want to know the gory details of what's going on in your toilet. Oh, stomach, okay. Nobody wants that around the house.
All right, fair enough.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
A doctor's appointment. When was the last boss that asked for a doctor's note?
Good point.
Yeah, I'm just, every time you say something, I'm trying to think how this would work if I tried this with Spike, who is still our boss, even if he's half checked out. Like, if I said, I got a doctor's appointment, yeah. I'm out. I don't know. So far, none of this seems to work.
Well, if it was tailored towards, if it was tailored towards Spike, all five would be veterinarian appointments.
That's true.
It would be fun. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Parent-teacher conference.
That is a good one.
It is, because you can't not do that.
Yeah, oh, dude, take care of your kid. I get it. They got to go meet the teacher.
Yeah, and also, like, you're just an ogre if you don't care about, you know, your kid.
Exactly.
The person that works for you is kids. You got to be a good mom or dad.
Of course. And last but not least.
Number one.
The best excuse to call out of work today. But be honest, I'm taking off because it's the first Thursday of the NCAA tournament, and I'm watching games.
I mean, sometimes honesty is the best policy.
Right. Yeah. And if a boss has a problem with that, kiss my fat ass.
That's basically why Loogie's off today. He's been doing this, and I have no problem with him. I'm mocking him. Like,
right.
He looks at this day as like a holy day. He wants to watch college basketball. He wants to drink. He wants to eat. He doesn't want to worry about babysitting us.
Is he literally sitting on his couch?
Yeah, so he's going to Atlantic City tomorrow morning early to watch all the games at a sports book tomorrow. I thought that was today. Today, he said, I'm entitled to a day off, which he is, and that's why he's off.
By the way, I respect that. Like, I battle with this, and thank you, Sean. Cinco de Five every day at 5 o'clock. I battle with this every year. Since I started doing afternoon drive, I want to go to Mets opening day. Mm. Like, this is something I've always done.
Yeah.
But then a part of me says, I can't take the day off. Like, we do a sports talk radio show.
And it's opening day.
And it's opening day.
Of the team that you love.
Of the team that I love. And I have this streak, and you can argue if the streak still exists or not, in which I've been at every opening day since 1990. Now, here's the controversy to that streak. In 2021, I did not go to the Mets home opener for the only time in my life.
Why?
Because I was here. Because I was sitting here doing a show, not asking for the day off. But here's the caveat where I claim my streak is still alive. While I didn't go to that game, I went to the season opener in Philadelphia against the Phillies.
Okay, then that works.
So I went to opening day.
Yes, just not home opening day.
I just didn't go to that opening day.
So was every other one home opening day?
Every other one was a home opening day. I had never been to a non-home opening day.
I think it suffices.
It does suffice.
Absolutely. You went on the road to go see the team play. It's actual opening day.
No, I appreciate it. So the streak
is still sort
of alive.
It is alive.
But the problem I run into every year when the schedule comes out is, unless I get the shield of the Yankees, which I have this season, thank you, New York Yankees, I don't think I'm ever going to like go to the bosses, whoever the next boss is, and say, I'm taking that day off, pretty big day in sports talk radio, to go to a Mets opening day. In fact, I'll give you a little spoiler alert. The rain for next week looks so bad. Opening day is supposed to be on a Thursday. And it works out well because the Yankees are playing basically at the same time.
But the Yankees are in Houston.
The Yankees are in Houston, yeah, so they're going
so
to play.
But yeah, by the way. It's happening.
Don't shortchange. What? You can hear Sean and Tiki leading into the Yankee game.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to take away the fact that I'm sort of, whatever. The point is, if the Met game gets rained out on Thursday, they play Friday, 1 o'clock. I'm not taking it off. I don't feel like I can. So I respect the list, and I respect anybody that's like, I'm taking off. It's the tournament. And honesty would be a great policy, because otherwise, I could just call up Spike and say, I have a stomach ache. Or call up Spike and say, my great aunt's cousin's dead. And I got to go to the funeral.
25 years ago.
25 years ago. Or I could say I've got massive stomach issues. Not fair to Tiki. Or I can say I have COVID. Or I can say my kid is a parent-teacher conference. But I
all
can't.
Those. By the way, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
So you're saying take it off either way?
Take a day.
I do deserve a day, don't
no,
I?
No, and Evan, here's the
it's
thing.
A day.
What? What is the name of this radio station?
WFAN.
Otherwise known as what?
The Fan?
I believe working in this industry, one thing you, me, and nobody should lose is our fandom.
Yeah.
And if it costs you one day in the spring because you want to still be a fan and keep something, is there not a more honorable job that can understand that?
Preach on, Sean.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
look,
but
as long as you work with me and Tiki, I think I can speak for Tiki. Go to every freaking Met home opener you want, man.
Right? Yeah, but you know what's we all know what's going on here.
What's that?
What's that?
Sean Morash gets more airtime when I'm out. He gets to audition as like the guy. So he loves when I'm off.
First of all,
because it creates the Tiki and Sean show.
No, time out.
He's never going to be that guy
as long
as you're here.
Well, No. He wants to be that guy.
He'll
never be that guy.
But not on this show until you're not here.
Tiki, thank you. And by the way, yes. Does everybody in this industry have an ego and love their name in lights? Of course. That being said, if I spent the next 25...
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
5 years with this show being the most successful show in radio, and you two are there with your name and lights, and I'm the third guy, I'm good.
No, that's very nice of you.
Okay? And also, you know how you know that I'm not lying? Next Friday's my sister's wedding. I'm off, pal. So if that game got rained out, you still wanted to take off? I still don't think it's a problem.
Oh, that's
off.
Right. You wouldn't even be
I
here.
I wouldn't even be here.
That's a good point.
All right. Well, I'm not going to take off. I feel like I owe it to the audience to be here on the Friday after opening day.
Friday after opening day, I'll do the solo show.
Well, yeah.
Boy, really stiffing Lugauer at that point.
Screw him.
That's right. He can't be off next week.
That's true. By the way, I've got to stop checking the weather forecast, because for anyone going to Mets opening day a week from today, every morning, like an obsession. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. I go to my Weather Channel app, and I'm like, okay, what's the weather? What's the weather for Thursday? Opening day. What's the weather? What's the weather? I'm telling you guys, every time I look at this weather forecast,
it's worse or better?
It's getting worse and worse and worse. Like right now, here's what I got.
Let me look.
53 degrees is the high. Considerable. Oh, you know what? This may be not as bad. Considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers.
Oh, that's
high of 53, chance of rain 60%.
That's manageable.
That does feel a little manageable.
However, you got to look at the Friday forecast.
The Friday forecast is even worse.
Oh, really? I'm only seeing AM showers Friday.
Oh, you know what? It says the same thing. Considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers for Friday as well.
Well, you remember what happened last year.
Yeah, they rained out the first day and it wasn't even raining.
And it was beautiful. And then the next day was terrible.
And
they played the next day and it was awful.
Now, for those that don't remember, the reason why the rumor has been rampant that they canned opening day despite the weather being okay was that they were quote-unquote not ready. Do you remember that whole thing?
Scoreboard wasn't ready or something like that, right? Everybody was like, typical Mets?
Yes. We're not ready. Let's push it back a day. And then East Coast is right. The next day, we're like, oh, it's opening day.
It was terrible.
And it was terrible.
You have 5 months to get ready.
My son's first opening day. I've been going 37 years in a row. It was his first, and it was terrible.
Hold on. Very important, and we'll get to your calls. We got some football to get to as well. You've been to 37 consecutive opening days?
This will be my 37th since I was five.
I'm going to trust you, and I want you to be very, very honest
with me. I didn't go, obviously, the COVID year.
No. Right. Obviously, we all throw out 2020.
Right.
You heard what I said about my streak. I've been at every opening day. 2021, I did not go to Citi Field, but I went to the season opener at Citizens Bank Park. Is my streak intact?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
I said,
that's even more of a commitment.
Absolutely.
That's even more of a commitment.
Okay.
Because you went on the road.
I'm just making sure.
Okay.
My dad, and he still believes this, and I need you to speak to him. You too, Teak.
Oh, what? He's roasting you about this?
No, not about me. My dad has this most irrational opinion about his opening day streak. It goes back even further. He claims his streak is over because of the pandemic. Mm. And I'm like, Dad, nobody was there in 2020. He's like, I wasn't at opening day in 2020.
Yeah, but you weren't allowed to be. Yeah. That's different.
I know that. Know? He said, doesn't matter. I wasn't there. Like, technically, I wasn't there.
Did you get him a cardboard cutout?
Yes.
Oh, then he was there.
Yeah, that's the best part. He was even there as a cardboard cutout.
That absolutely counts.
How much did that cost?
Way too much. Whatever it was way too much money.
I did not do that. So maybe my streak's over then.
Like $100 or more?
I honestly don't remember, but yeah. I am going to go down a rabbit hole during our next commercial break and find the receipts.
I remember that. How ludicrous that seemed.
Yeah, I put my dad. I forget who I did. Maybe I just put a picture of my dad in there. Yeah, that was my gift. So he was at opening day in 2020, if you're being technical. Anyhow, let's go to Ari and Valley Cottage. What's up, Ari?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're good. What's up, Ari?
Good. What's up?
Hey, so, Evan, I took your advice from yesterday. I watched Project Runway last night.
Season 4, episode 3.
So what did you think? This was the Project Runway Tiki was on. What were your thoughts?
So first thing I noticed, did you see who the executive producer was?
No, who was it?
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, jeez.
Was it really?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yikes is right.
The second thing I noticed is Tiki and Heidi Klum have not aged one bit.
Love her. She's amazing.
This will be the first and last Project Runway I ever watched.
Was that bad besides Tiki?
Well, it's mostly about women's clothes. So,
why were you on?
Because they did them, correct me if I'm wrong, Ari, but they did like a male project. And it's one they rarely do.
And none of the designers have ever dealt with men's clothing.
Yeah.
Which I thought was comical.
Right. They were so bad.
Yeah. I thought you were going to pick the fleece jacket.
Uh-huh.
To be honest. but I was upset that they never showed you actually going on the Today Show in what you actually chose. So
yeah.
How'd that go?
I think it was like later and after the fact. So like they did the clothing, the fitting for the show, and then I didn't get it until later. Like, I didn't actually get it for myself to take home until later.
Huh.
I think I did wear it at some point, and I don't remember if we ever referenced it on the Today Show.
Oh, wow.
I probably did. It probably didn't make it in the Project Runway, but I think I referenced it when I had it on the Today Show.
Project Runway, Season 4, Episode 3, The Appearance of Tiki Barber, if you missed it. That's what Ari's referring to. Mm-hmm. You could check it out the next time you have a slow sports night. We don't have that tonight. Last night, I missed the opportunity. Last night was the slowest sports night, and I was like, oh, man. And I forgot. I did something else. I'm not going to tell you what I did. It's very private, but I did something else. Tom is calling from Connecticut. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. So 8 years ago, my wife gave birth to identical twins.
Ah,
shout out to Ryan and Tiki.
Right. You got real twins.
And a year after that, I got a vasectomy right before March Madness. So I definitely related to the Cinco de Fivo today.
Nice. Nice.
That's funny.
Congrats on the twins. How are they doing?
They're doing well.
Awesome.
Yep. They're playing flag football this fall, so they might be the next twins in the NFL.
I was going to say. You live in the city? In their way.
No, you're up in Connecticut. You're up in Connecticut. Yeah. So, Tom, when my kids were younger, I lived in the city. Appreciate your call, Tom. But they were doing flag football, but they had to do it on, like, rooftops.
Oh, really?
Right. Like, there was no fields. And so they would play these little football, like, baby football leagues. They were on rooftops. I was like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was mostly, like, drills and stuff like that. But New York City living is so odd.
Yeah, no doubt,
for
man.
Kids.
No
it is
doubt.
So odd.
No, I get it.
I just can't believe Tiki asked somebody who discussed their vasectomy how his twins were doing.
Yeah. It was unintentional.
By the way, we go to our NCAA tournament score desk. Illinois and Morehead State were battling. It was close.
Mm-hmm.
We had a potential of a 14-3 upset. I turned my head for 5 seconds. I come back. Illinois is up by 14.
Right. So, Morehead State scored 3 points since that moment.
Oh, is that what happened?
Because it was 51 to like 53 or something.
Yeah.
Now it's 70 to 54.
That's what happens sometimes, man. You get that little tight affair, and then the good team pulls away. We'll come back with more of your calls. We have a random John Sterling call at 5:30. And the NFL has two proposed rule changes. We'll quickly go over if it's a good idea or not. And the latest on the scandal that could bring baseball down around Shohei Ohtani. Well, there is a lot of sports happening today. If you missed any of it, you could rewind the Odyssey app. Top of the show, my concerns around the Ohtani investigation is that there is no investigation from MLB. And there's enough evidence now to at least find out, hey, what happened with Ohtani's translator? Why was $4.5 million transferred from Shohei Ohtani's account? And none of us trust Major League Baseball. More on that if you wind it back to the 2 o'clock hour. Our buddy Craig Carton joined us at about 4:10. His thoughts on this, and Bad Tiki was at 4:30. So you can rewind and hear all of that. But you may not want to, because right now, Tiki Barber is going to teach us about football. And what I mean by that is there is a rule proposal. involving the hip drop tackle. Now, I could sit here and pretend that I am very passionately one way or the other about it, but the truth is I've never been tackled before. Well, I have been tackled before, but for very different reasons. So here's the article that's being proposed. And then you tell me, Tiki, A, how it would impact the game if it's approved, and obviously your opinion on it. Article 18, the hip drop tackle. It is a foul if a player uses the following technique to bring a runner to the ground.
Yes.
Grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms.
Yep.
And unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs.
Yes.
At or below the knee.
Yes. I get why this is becoming discussed. So let's back up to 2007 or 8, whenever they outlawed the horse collar. We've all become familiar with the horse collar tackle.
Yes.
So that was the main perpetrator of that was the Dallas Cowboys safety, Roy Williams. And in fact, there were some games where he would let me run by him, right? Because he didn't want the contact head on or didn't want me to make him miss. He would let me run by him and then he would grab me.
Mm.
And the problem with that is that when you do that and you grab it close enough, you get lifted off the ground by the runner's momentum. Right, because you're strong enough, you pull that guy forward. He comes off the ground. He's holding onto your legs. He is similarly unweighted, and there's only one place for him to fall.
Right,
it's on the back of your legs. Roy Williams did this to T.O. When T.O. broke his leg the year the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. This is exactly what happened. Then they outlawed it. The hip drop tackle is similar. The difference is that the player is not involuntarily unweighted by grabbing, right? You can either grab around the waist and like throw down or drag down, or you can just sit down, right? When you sit down, that's when you get on the runner's legs. And so I get it, but the problem with this outlawing this is that it's too hard to like no intent. Like you could tackle somebody in the front, like you could wrap them around as they're coming at you. They run around you, so now they're past you, and they're running away from out of your grasp, and you're just trying to hold on,
right.
And you could hip drop them. You know what I mean? You could unintentionally do it.
And it's a significant penalty. It would be a personal foul, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down, right. Which, as we know, that's a pretty big deal.
Right, whereas the horse collar, you can kind of prevent the horse collar. Just
right.
Don't grab the dude around the neck. The hip drop, I think, is less easy to control from a defender's standpoint. It's just... you could accidentally be in a hip drop position.
And it could cost you the game.
And it could cost you the game.
And it's subjective to call?
Well.
Can you do me a favor and hip drop tackle Sean so that we can all see what it looks like?
Yeah, sure.
Come on in, Sean. He's going to hip drop tackle.
Right. I'll show you.
Well, we need to know.
Right.
I'm not trying to be funny here. I just want to see what it looks like.
Right.
And for those watching on SNY, you'll be able to see it. I will describe it for the radio audience.
And so it's the same thing as the horse collar. So. Come this way.
Yeah, get over here, big man.
I'm gonna say this. If I can't dance at my sister's wedding, right. Tiki's paying the gift.
So if I grab Sean by the neck,
okay.
And he pulls me forward, I come up in the air and I land on his legs.
Oh, so Tiki's right? Landing on Sean's
right?
Leg.
So I land on the back of his leg.
Oh, so he's like kicking the bottom of his leg to
right.
Get him to fall.
So I land on the back of his legs.
Yes, yes.
Now a hip drop, if you're running and I grab you here,
right?
I grab you around here.
He's grabbing his
and
stomach
you're just
like
running
he's about
away
to make
from
love.
Me. Oh, you're so good.
But you're running away from me and I can't stop you.
Right.
I sit down.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
He grabbed him as, like, falling back.
Oh, you see how he immediately falls
yeah.
Down?
Oh, wow.
So he immediately loses his leverage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
You all right there, Sean?
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Right.
That was great.
Well, I wrestled. That's how I know. So I can control him easier. Like, if I can't bring him down.
Right.
Say I'm Brandon Jacobs is running. Like, I grab him.
Yeah.
And he's just running away from me. And I can't pull him down. The only way for me to get him on the ground is to drop.
Mm.
Right? So... it's like it takes away a tool from a defender who often won't have any other choice but to do that to stop the player from continuing to go.
I got you.
So I don't love it. Like, I don't love that they're talking about banning it, but I understand why, because it's very similar to the horse collar.
Has it caused a lot of injuries over the last couple of years? Is that what's leading to this push?
I think Russell Wilson, wasn't he one? He had one last year where they started talking about it, and that's when it really started to pick up some steam. it doesn't cause the same amount of injuries as the horse collar.
It, my only negative towards it, and I understand why it's such a good tool for defensive players as a fan, I hate another way where an official can throw a flag. Like, that's the thing that jumps out at me. Like, it's another tool for the officials to throw a flag and impact the game. And if you get this great tackle by Sauce Gardner holding a guy 1 yard short, and now it sets up a big fourth down, and all of a sudden the flag is thrown, it's a 15-yard penalty, it feels like a penalty like that can change the complexion of games.
It would kill you.
And penalties suck.
You would hate it. Sean clarified. Tony Pollard broke his leg.
In that playoff game the year before. And then last year, the big one was Tyreek Hill hurt his ankle on a
hip
drop
tackle. That's exactly what it was.
Gotcha,
I think it was more of his ankle slash foot. Like, his foot got bent up. But that's what happened. Tyreek Hill is, even though he's little, like, he's powerful. So he's pulling away from you. The only way to, like, control him is to drop yourself and bring him down with you. But it puts the back of your legs in serious, like, peril.
Well, the NFL will vote on it next month. We'll see if it's a new rule. Opening day is a week from today. And every day until opening day at 5:30, you get a random John Sterling home run call. Now is that moment.
It's time for John Sterling's home run call of the day.
Here is the 1-2. Swung on, and there goes deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Over the bullpen into the crowd. It's Gleyber Day.
Oh.
He hits a 3-run home run to left field. And like a good Gleyber, Torres is there. And the Yankees take a 5-2 lead.
That may be our first modern Yankee in our John Sterling random home run call of the day.
By the way, I don't dislike Gleyber leading off hitting 350.
Gleyber's got a monster year.
I'm just telling you.
Monster.
Well, I think if DJ LeMahieu is not ready for the start of the season, I would lead off Gleyber. Now, are you telling me if DJ is healthy, you would still lead off Gleyber?
Not yet, but I'm close, man.
Really?
I'll tell you this. I think I'd rather hit lead off Gleyber because I think I'm more reliant on him playing 140 times this year and not shaking up the lineup.
Good point. I agree with that.
Good point.
I don't think you have to worry, though, about shaking up the lineup. Like, people act as if, oh, that's so terrible. They're changing the lineup that often. Does it really matter that much? Like, is it really a big deal?
I don't think for DJ it's not. Like, he feels like a vet. Put me where you need me.
I don't think it'll affect Gleyber either. And look, there are going to be certain days where Alex Verdugo makes sense as a leadoff hitter, specifically against right-handed pitching. So we'll see. I'll tell you one thing about yesterday. Giancarlo Stanton hit some bombs.
Bombs. Remember when you asked us, we had that Are You Worried segment?
No, it was Does It Matter?
Does it matter?
Every spring training stat at the halfway point. Does this matter?
And what did I tell you about Giancarlo?
I think you said it mattered that he was sucking.
It mattered because his launch angle's the same.
Yeah.
And these balls that he would connect with, good or bad, whatever, were falling at the warning track or shorter. And I'm like, it doesn't matter if he just has a few games where he just mashes some home runs.
Right.
And that happened. So,
well,
ultimately, it didn't matter that he was having a bad spring.
So,
because all I needed to see and, for I think, prove or him to prove to us is that he can still be a monster home run hitter. Now, granted, it's spring training. This means nothing. It's probably a guy who's going to get sit down in the minors. It doesn't even matter.
No. So yes and no. Here's where I'll give you some of it matters, but also some of I told you so. Like, I'm going to give you a mix of it matters and I told you so. So the guy who pitched last night is a guy by the name of Marco Gonzalez. He will not be sent down. He is a major leaguer. He is a lefty. Giancarlo Stanton mashed a left-handed pitcher.
Right, which is what you've been predicting for since last season,
it's
actually.
It's not predicting. It's analyzing. Like, Giancarlo Stanton needs to be a platoon player. You need to treat him. Forget how much money he's made.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the MVP. Forget the career stats. You have to look at right now, what is he? And what is he is a damn good masher of left-handed pitching. That's what he is. So last night, a game right here on this radio station, you could say it doesn't mean anything. Spring training, who the hell cares? But he mashed left-handed pitching. That's what he does. That's who he is. And if the Yankees have the guts, and I think eventually they will, not right away, but eventually they will, once Dominguez is healthy, assuming the Yankees are a healthy team, they will treat Giancarlo Stanton the way he should be treated, which is as a platoon player. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that in a bad way. Alex Verdugo mashes righties, doesn't it, lefties? Stanton mashes lefties, doesn't it, righties? What you have, ladies and gentlemen, is a platoon. That's all you have.
All right. So it matters. Makes sense. It justifies your suggestion.
Last night was obvious. I don't want to say obvious. Last night was predictable. Yes, he mashed a left. He mashed a soft tossing left-hander. Okay. That's what he does. And that's great. Just keep him on the field. Hit him against lefties, and good things will happen.
By the way, that helps keep him on the field.
Absolutely.
Also, I can't call it predictable. It's the first time in his career he's had three homers in a game.
No. Yeah. Not predictable to three home runs in a game. Predictable to mash lefties, because that's what he does.
Gotcha.
If you look at Stanton's numbers last year under the prism of treat him as a platoon player, you would view him differently. That's what I preach and scream to my fellow friends who are Yankee fans.
Yeah.
I tell them, view him in that way, use him in that way. That's a useful baseball player. That's why I always rejected the idea of pay him off to go away. Why? To make you happy? To give you the blood that you want? No, just treat him the way he needs to be treated at this point in his career, and that's make him a platoon player.
Yeah, put him in a position to be successful, as opposed to putting him in a position where we're all going to be upset and frustrated by his either injuries or lack of production against whatever split you want to talk about, but in this case, righties. But you put him in a position where he's going to help the team win, and all of a sudden, he feels less of a weight. Yeah. Even though he still is the same weight,
What's the matter?
He feels less of a weight.
Why do you seem so offended by this?
Because a light bulb's gone off in my head.
Go ahead.
A big redemption year. You're talking about platoons, Mish, and left-handers, expectations now that they've added Soto, where the importance of Stanton's gone down.
Yeah.
I could make a case. There may not be a Yankee less booed this year than Giancarlo Stanton.
How do you come to that conclusion?
Well,
if he goes 0
mean,
for 4 on
mean,
opening day,
booed.
Booed.
I don't understand that.
Oh, well, hold on now. I am calling for the no boo zone on Juan Soto.
Yeah.
I hope it works. However, we see every superstar that comes here, if they go through a spurt, I hope it doesn't hurt, happen. Aaron Judge, we've booed him. If he gets hurt, comes back, slumps a little. I can make a case that every star, that Rodon has a couple bad starts, that they can get booed at some point this year.
Yeah.
If Stanton ends up truly platooning, and when we only see him, he mashes, and we are also at the point now where it's like, no, you're not as important right now. We need Soto to hit, Judge to hit.
Oh, I see.
I think we will scale back our anger towards him, and Stanton could kind of have a very under-the-radar year where he mashes when he needs to, where he ends up inevitably, of all these guys, being the guy we boo the least.
I can see that.
My only pushback to that is, and I know this as a Met fan and watching and observing the Yankees over the years, it's the same thing with them. We have this weird thing as baseball fans where we need to have somebody be our quote-unquote whipping boy.
Mm.
The guy that we're looking to boo. The guy that we're looking to dislike, right? So last year, at the beginning of the season, it was Aaron Hicks, fair or not. The Mets have always had their guy. It was Daniel Vogelbach last year. Right, we always have that guy. When you look at the New York Yankees right now and you say, who on their roster is that guy?
Yeah.
The guy the fan is looking to blame for all their troubles. It's not going to be Anthony Rizzo. It's not going to be Gleyber Torres. It's not even going to be DJ. I think DJ is still likable from the first 2 years he had here. The most booable guy on the New York Yankees, the biggest example of a quote-unquote whipping boy that fans would turn on, is Giancarlo. Joey Gallo used to be that guy, too.
Like,
there's always somebody. And by the way, not saying it's fair, just saying that's the reality.
Yeah, Hicks last year.
Who was the Met guy last year? We all know that.
Daniel Vogelbach.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think, like, who's the Met guy this year? Because
why you want one?
McNeil. It'll be McNeil.
You got McNeil's never been booed as a Met yet.
Wait.
Not hitting cleanup.
Why?
If he underperforms, he will be booed this year.
You think McNeil?
Well, he's on my list. I'll tell you that right now.
Why? Because you think he's going to falter?
Well, last year he was, subpar last year, coming off the year where he won the batting title, right?
Yeah.
Lindor bought him the car, and he was not good last year.
He's
coming in banged up spring training-wise this year, and he's just gotten back into the lineup, and he's batting cleanup, which is, you know what?
He's not going to bat cleanup.
Well, he was Tuesday when they quote-unquote had what their starting lineup was going
to
be.
And then Carlos Mendoza said no one wants to pay attention to it. That's fine. Don't look into this lineup. We're just trying to get him at bats. Now, Scones, I love you. You'd ignored that because you looked into the lineup as if it freaking mattered. Well, how do we know he's hitting cleanup?
All right. Fair enough.
I got you.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Well, Right. But
whether he's
batting cleanup or not, I still think he'll be the whipping boy this year if he underperforms.
I'll give you a retort on a Met, who I think will be the guy. I think clearly it's going to be Stanton on the Yankees. If there's somebody else that you think it would be, let me know. I think it's Giancarlo. I don't think the new guys walk into that. They could become that, like Verdugo could become that. Soto as a star with expectations.
Not enough history with Verdugo.
That's why I got to see it happen.
And he's not going to be expected to have a big enough role. I can't see that.
The guy on the Mets, you were close.
I was going to say either. Well, I got another one.
It's the other guy.
Vientos, I think, too.
No, I think the young guys get exempt. Beatty and Vientos survive. I think the guy who gets the beat is gets the hit is Starling Marte.
Okay.
Not a homegrown Met. Makes a lot of money. Has only had one good year here. Fair or not, by the way, Starling Marte had, you know, double, you know, surgery.
I don't think he's been here long enough for the Met fan to be tired of him, though.
Was Daniel Vogelbach?
No, yeah, he wasn't here that long
either. Doesn't work.
Yeah, no, I know.
Anyway, this is such
Where was he on Tuesday? 9th? 8th?
Who's
this?
Marte.
Marte
Tuesday.
Was 5th.
Fifth?
Wasn't he? Yes.
Yeah, he's going to bat in the middle of the order.
Fifth, yeah.
He's going to bat like 5th, 6th, I guess, 6th, 7th, in that kind of range. But I look at him as being the guy on the Mets, and I definitely think it's Stanton. Fair or not. Because at the beginning of the season, they're not going to treat him the way I think they should treat him. And just to give you perspective on this.
Coming off the year from last year. That's really what it is with Stanton.
What do you mean?
That's why he'll be the guy, because the whipping boy.
And the contract. And the expectations.
Well, the contract has been there forever, but it's really because of the underperformance from a year ago.
Here are the numbers from Stanton just against lefties. Just against lefties. 265 batting average, 942 OPS, 7 home runs in 74 plate appearances. Those are massive numbers. Now, you could say it's not a big sample size. Okay. No, I didn't say it wasn't. Those are great numbers. His numbers against righties. 175 batting average, 640 OPS. He's just a platoon player. The numbers prove it last year.
Yeah.
So just go do it this year.
Is that career or Yankees?
That's last season.
Oh, last season.
I'm just giving you, because the career doesn't matter. Who cares what he did in 2018, 2017? I'm talking about the recent past of Giancarlo Stanton. That's who he is. Let's go to Dave in Port Washington. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, I'm actually at Citi Field right now.
Oh, nice.
What are you doing at Citi Field?
They're doing a trivia night for season ticket holders, so I brought my son to come win some prizes.
Well, hold on, sir. Hold on, sir. What are they doing today? I apologize. I was distracted. What are they doing?
Trivia night with for season ticket holders. So I'm hanging with my son.
You know, I hope you have a great time. I hope you. I think that's wonderful that you're there with your son. Where the F was my email? As a season, are they avoiding me?
Yes, are
they trying to get me to not show up?
Maybe.
Either way, Dave, I want you to have a great time tonight, and hopefully you win the trivia contest.
Thank you. And you got to go to opening day. I don't know if you can hear me with this wind here, but you've got to go to opening day. You can't lose your streak. I'm at 38 in a row, so you got to keep going to opening day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what the truth is? Because Spike Eskin is like a boss that doesn't even exist anymore, screw it. I'll do whatever the hell I want.
Right.
If he was still that boss I respect and I admire and I care what he thinks, then I'd let the streak end. But you know what? At the end of the day, F him. He went to Philly. He went down there. And by the way, Philly not happy with Sean Morash after his little rant from yesterday.
Good. Deal with it. By the way, you guys got on me yesterday, obviously, because it's the University of Virginia.
Yeah.
You know what's on True TV following the NCAA tournament game right now?
In practice.
Right now. Comeback. A March Madness story.
Oh. You're talking about that national championship?
A March Madness story.
Look, they won the national
Virginia,
title.
Virginia, 2019. Well, national good. Champion.
So there you go. Virginia fans can actually watch you guys play March Madness.
Does that make you feel better, though? Like watching the documentary of years ago?
Well, you know,
your team didn't show up this year.
You know what the problem is? There's a commercial, and I forget who it's for. There's a commercial that has, like, the team that you're looking at is Virginia. And it's like, oh, the Virginia fans are celebrating. And it's like they put this commercial so that Virginia fans would remember the run. And then they get knocked out, and they're still running the commercial. So I see it every day.
No, I get you. Well, good for you.
And it frustrates me.
Congratulations on that national championship you won a half a decade ago.
So I'm glad comeback. And a March Madness story
right.
is on True Media right now.
That's a very good plug.
Or True TV right now.
That's a very good plug. Don't watch it because we're still on the radio for another 45 minutes, and then Scones is doing the bridge program, so you want to keep it right here.
Oh, Scones, you're doing the bridge?
Yes, he
the
is.
The bridge hour.
That's why I've been trying to do better with commercial breaks.
The Stone hour.
Give him some time. Anyhow, I don't know if you remember this, but a few weeks ago, this gentleman called in to talk about this great fundraiser and charity called St. Baldrick's. It's a fundraiser they do. They've raised a ton of money out on Long Island. He's got an event coming up this weekend, so I thought it was cool to talk about it, promote it for anybody that can help out. Rich, how you doing there, pal?
Evan, how are you, buddy? Thank you so much for taking it.
Fantastic. So, tell us all more about this thing.
All right, so me and my wife, we own Momo Sports Bar in Bayport, New York. We have one in Holbrook as well. We've been there for 14 years. And we have one in Bayport. We've been there for 8 years. So for the past 7 years, we've been doing the St. Baldrick's Foundation charity event. And we have this one this Saturday.
So it's this Saturday. What time is it at?
It starts at 12 o'clock. We raised, throughout the 7 years, we've raised over $220,000.
Wow. That is awesome. And what does St. Baldrick's do? Yeah, who are they helping?
They help children. It's research for children with cancer.
That is great.
That's amazing.
And I remember the reason this came up is because I'm obviously growing my hair out and my beard out of loyalty to Pete Alonso. But there will come a day where I'm cutting this whole thing off. Now, we know about the whole beard situation, but the hair has to continue to grow. And I can't wait to cut it off. And what St. Baldrick's do is that people will shave their head, and it helps raise money for this great charity. I don't know the day I'm going to shave the head, but I can promise you I'm going to put this disgusting hair to good use, and I want to help out St. Baldrick's. So I know people will be doing that on Saturday at noon, and it's for an awesome, awesome cause. Where can they get tickets if they want to show? Should they just show up, or is there any other way they can get tickets?
You can go to us, and I can't thank you guys enough for putting me on the radio right now. That is absolutely terrific. We raised so much money from this. As of right now, we're at $29,000 for this foundation for this year. Our goal is $40,000, so I think we're going to blow it by it. But they can go on our website, momosportsbar.com/donate. You can go, the link is right there. We can use more shavies. Friends of ours, we have DJC Entertainment coming down to DJ. We have Rain or Shine tomorrow. We have Saturday. Magnificent Tent will be there, fully tented in. And Get Chopped, Mobile Bus, and Salon JL will be there cutting hairs for everybody.
Beautiful. That is awesome. Well, I think it's an awesome event. I'm glad you guys are doing it, and I appreciate it, man. And I'm glad that we can get the word out for you.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. God bless.
No problem. Thank you, Rich. So check that out. It's a great charity, and it's coming up this Saturday out on Long Island. Let's go to Eric is calling from Ronkonkoma. What's going on, Eric?
Yeah, how you doing, Evan? It's been a while since I spoke to you, and Tiki, it's a first for me talking to you, so it's a pleasure.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I'm actually like 2 minutes from the Momos in Holbrook. So
nice. Yeah, by the way, that website, for those that miss it, was Momos, M-O-M-O-S, sportsbarandgrill.com.
Oh, okay. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, place is always hopping, I can tell you that
awesome.
Much. Look, I got a two-part question, actually, now, if I can, but you know, before I get to the John Sterling question. But when you guys were going through your sports events and things that you haven't been to or would like to go to, maybe it was when I was trying to call in, but did anyone mention any of the tennis Grand Slam finals at all?
No. Would you want to go to one of those, Tiki?
So I've been to the U.S. Open.
I've been to the U.S. Open,
right.
Yeah.
I would love, Eric, to go to Wimbledon.
Wimbledon?
Because I've never been.
But doesn't that mean you have to go to England?
Yes. You're going to England for a baseball game.
That's
why are you looking with disgust on your face?
Because I'm going there for baseball.
It's an easy flight.
Is it?
Like going to California. Except you go to bed and you wake up, it's the morning.
That's true. It's the opposite.
Right.
I don't know,
Wimbledon seems interesting. Just because it's Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Like the history of it. Like, you don't go to these things because it's like you love tennis so much. It's the history of the event.
I get that.
That's what it is to me.
The U.S. Open is cool. The thing, and I've been to a U.S. Open, so I've done that on the bucket list. The thing that jumped out at me is that when I walked in, someone was playing a harp. And that just really jumped out at me.
What?
Yeah. There was this woman, lovely young lady, who was sitting there in front of a harp. And she was playing the harp. And I'm like, what the hell is this? What am I? Where am I?
What you want? Welcome to the jungle.
I don't know. I just didn't expect a harp. Am I being too judgmenty, if you will? Judgmental?
Yes.
I'm being too judgy.
Yes. I don't know. That would have turned me off as a sports
fan. Okay, so you see where I'm coming
from.
Now
you know why I left the NBA final game against the Spurs, because Jewel.
That's not the same.
Would you have left if they were playing a harp?
I don't know. I might have appreciated it. How often do you see a harp?
You can see a harp. I don't need it with my sports. The harp people and the sports people shouldn't blend.
I kind of agree with Sean. Like, what are we mixing this for?
We're not.
You know, if I was going to like some really fancy, glitzy restaurant and someone was playing a harp, I don't look down on it.
Were you sitting in the highfalutin seats?
It wasn't even in seats. Like, I walked into the area to like the main concourse.
Oh, so and not the, even in one of the venues.
No, it wasn't in a venue. No, it was on the outsides after you gave your ticket and got in. And by the way, that facility in Flushing is gorgeous.
Oh, it is.
because I went there years ago, and it was outside. It was what's the outside stadium? Because they have a few stadiums there now.
Arthur Ashe?
I thought the whole thing was Arthur Ashe.
No, the whole thing is Arthur Ashe? But doesn't each stadium
have
a...
The U.S. Tennis Center Arthur Ashe Stadium?
I think the main one is Arthur Ashe.
Arthur Ashe is the dome, though. The one with the roof.
But it's open. They can close it.
I understand, but it's a retractable.
Because we went during that year.
Yeah.
If the roof was open or a year after, you didn't have to wear a mask. If the roof was closed, you had to wear a mask.
What a world we lived
in. I was like,
in.
How stupid is
that? The whole thing was stupid. Think back to the pandemic. There's a lot of stupid things. Maybe I was already in Arthur Ashe, but I went back for AEW wrestling when they had the roof. And I remember walking into that facility, 20,000 seat retractable dome stadium.
There's a Louis Armstrong stadium there too.
It's not no Arthur Ashe is the dome. I'm 1,000%
sure. I know.
I'm
telling you what the second one is.
I'm not sure.
And Louis Armstrong was around longer, right? Like that came first, and then they built Arthur Ashe.
Dude, I know more about my armpit than I do tennis. I have no. I'm trying. I don't know.
I only know about it, and so does Scones, is because every time we go to Citi Field in Shea Stadium, we'd see it.
Isn't it Louis Armstrong?
Who said Louis?
It should be Louis, isn't it?
Who said Louis?
He did. Marash.
Hold on. Louis is L-O-U-I-E. Louis is L-O-U-I-S. This is spelled Louis.
Are we talking about the famous musician?
They named the tennis stadium after the guy who sang.
I mean, is it Louis Armstrong? Pretty sure it's Louis.
No. Louis Armstrong is the singer. Louis Armstrong is
the... Let's get to the bottom of this.
He's the astronaut.
Oh, you might be right, because it is the space... Is there the Space Center is there, too.
What?
Isn't it? Isn't there the Queen's space? Yeah, there's a space center.
I thought
too.
Louis Armstrong was a tennis player.
Maybe that too.
Yeah, we're talking about the tennis player, Louis Armstrong.
Who is Louis Armstrong?
Won 4 Grand Slams, true story.
I think it's safe to say that going there is not on our bucket list.
I'll tell you, Agassi could never get past him. He had a very good backhand. I have no idea.
I'm not seeing a Louis Armstrong tennis player.
Because I made that up. I made that part up. I think Scones is the only one that got that.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if he's in. No, I think they named it after, I don't know. Let's go to Mike in Southampton. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
All right, I got another bucket list sporting event.
Yeah.
You either know it or you don't know it. Have you guys ever heard of Calcio Storico?
No. Is never. That like a...
So let me explain it to you. This is a sport that not a lot of people know about. It's been going on for 500 years.
Don't tell me it's cockfighting. Please do not tell me it's cockfighting.
Better. It's in Florence, Italy.
Okay.
It is basically a mix of rugby and fist fighting. It's about 16-on-16.
What?
And the only way to get into to be on the team, you have to be born in a certain section of Florence. There's 4 teams.
Wow.
2 teams play one weekend, and then the winner of those 2 teams play for the championship.
That sounds like, you know what? It's funny, and thank you, Mike. Tiki and Sean were talking about going to events and just getting wasted. Like, oh, I'll go to the Kentucky Derby. I'll just drink. And I'm like, well, why are you even going?
You also enjoy the horses.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
You really like watching?
Go down and, I don't know.
What, you're going to pet the horse?
Pet the horse?
You know, Mike wants my secretariat. True story. That was only on my mind because...
By the way, it is Louis Armstrong, but it's named after Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, the tennis player.
No, the musician.
No, I gotcha. I only thought of Mike because the Winnipeg Jets put out...
It stopped in 2016.
Oh, I gotcha. The Winnipeg Jets put out a great tweet yesterday to the New York Jets saying, hey, should we hang out? Basically in reference to Mike's famous phone call that he received. I named it a couple months ago when we did that flashback day. I named it the greatest moment in WFAN history, which I really think it is, that
Why?
Phone
because,
call.
Because Mike didn't know?
Well, no, Mike ended up playing along. Mike ended up doing a great job on that phone call. Yeah.
Eventually.
I just think it was the way it was asked was so innocent. The response by Mike was fantastic. It's just one of the great moments in the history of WFAN. What?
I know, it's just constantly brought up. When the New York Rangers are in Texas, do the Rangers hang out with the Rangers?
No,
it's an iconic moment that's always referenced.
It's so iconic that a Canadian hockey team tweeted about it in reference. And it happened a decade ago. So that part's amazing. Anyhow, what was he saying? Oh, yeah. So the guys beat the crap out of each other and play rugby. That sounds like a sport I would watch and get drunk at. Mm. Like, that makes more sense drinking at that sporting event than a bunch of horses running around in a circle.
I'm sure the rugby players are probably getting drunk as well.
You think so?
I mean, if they're beating each other up.
Yeah.
Imagine a harp being played on the way into that.
Pete's in Union Beach. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good.
Good. What's up?
All right, so I wanted to, you, Evan, you kind of brought up, like, which player on the Mets and Yankees is going to be, like, that hated guy.
Yeah.
The Mets one's easy, and you didn't even say it.
Who?
And I'm telling you right now, if Brett Beatty doesn't come out of the gates and hit and play good baseball, people are going to banish him and not want to see him again. I think that one's pretty easy.
The only reason I disagree with you slightly, Pete, and goodbye SNY, the young player, the guy that doesn't make a lot of money, even when they're a prospect, tends not to get the quick turn from fans. Mm. It usually tends to be guys that came from other teams, but just in general.
But there was a lot of hype for him.
I understand.
You just heard it over and over and over again. And then he comes up, hits a home run immediately. You're like, all right, maybe this kid's got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he kind of faltered.
I agree. He's been a massive disappointment. I'm not even arguing that part. And I do think that there's going to be debates amongst Met fans. How much longer can you play this guy? Send him down and all that. I just think that when you think back into the annals of Yankee and Met history, when it comes to turning on players and booing them and treating them very badly and unfairly, by the way, I admit that, it's usually not the prospect. It's usually the guy that had the expectations. That's why even Scones brought up Jeff McNeil. I don't think Jeff McNeil would be that guy, even though he's coming off a disappointing season. I think it would be a guy like a Starling Marte, fair or not, who came over with expectations and hasn't been good in 2 years and has had a tough time staying on the field. Like, the guy who makes money comes with, like, the quicker hook from the fans.
Right, because there's expectation with the paycheck.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate we all know. Like, we know exactly how much money you're making.
Yes.
How much you're costing the team.
It's the way sports is. May not be fair. It's just the reality. Chris in Monmouth County. Hey, Chris.
Evan Tiki, as always, thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure, thanks, man. For what's making up, the call, man. What's up?
Evan, I agree with you today. Like, all the way through. Not even a little bit, not even, but I agree with you. And I want to make a Ohtani point. You are correct with your boy Giancarlo Stanton on the Yankees. He's a make him accept he's a platoon guy.
Yeah.
Play to that strength.
That's it.
And win some games. Get further along. Stop trying to be, this is the way it is because this is the way it should be with this kind of guy in his history. The history is really history at this point. You are dead on, which I'm like shocked that I'm even agreeing with you. To be honest, it's unbelievable. So kudos to you, Evan.
Oh, I'm sort of offended by this whole discussion.
He does make good baseball points every now and
then. What does that mean? I don't make good points about other things? I mean, I'm kind of offended by this conversation.
Sean will stick up for me. Real quick on Ohtani. Here's what I come to know at 47 years old about these athletes. And no disrespect, Tiki, this is not against you at all. But we don't really know these guys. We know what we see on TV. We know what we hear them say. But at the end of the day, we don't know what these guys are doing in their private life. Only what's reported, only what's maybe true, maybe not. We don't know if they're gamblers. We don't know if they're doing other things that are not great against people. We just don't know.
No, right,
so I guess
right.
My point I'm trying to make is, like, Barry Bonds, put him in the Hall of Fame. Like, we know what he did, but we don't know what he did. We don't know who's in there, who didn't do something. So I guess as a guy who's been watching sports forever, let's just stop with all the chaos and just, the guy who's something great on the field, go for it. That's all I'm trying to say. So you guys have a great afternoon.
You're right.
The Knicks are
going
to win tonight, Evan. The Knicks are going to win.
All right. Thank you, Chris. What are you going to say?
That'll be 4-0 on the road trip against Denver.
They're not going to win tonight, by the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.